This episode, The Art of Taking Something Apart. Well, folks, the spaceship has landed. Do we look at it or do we take it apart? Usually that means this show's ending, but John and I were sitting here laughing about talking about that. We decided, you know what? We need to do a show on taking something apart. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This episode's entitled The Art of Taking Something Apart. And to help me, I've got my old buddy John here. We are going to give you some tips and tricks on taking things apart, because you know what? It's not really as simple as people would like to think. You just don't take it apart, right? I mean, you can, but you might get yourself into a situation. John, tell the clocks.
Well, if you know, this came from the other show. I would say that taking something apart is different than putting it back together.
That is definitely the truth, right?
So, you know, so let's go down that road for a second. That the goal here is to take something apart, fix it, and then put it back together
and have it work.
Okay, so and it's easy to demolish stuff.
It's hard to
put stuff back together.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, there's a couple of goals, and I'll start off by saying that, you know, I think, you know, I told the story about the clock in the other show. And that was kind of my first foray when I was a little kid to start to, you know, explore stuff. What the hell is inside of this thing?
So Johnny took apart his parents' clock that they got at their wedding. And
it was a big, like a mantle clock.
Yeah.
And you know, back then those things, you know, is all springs, gears, dials. And so, you know, when you're, I don't know how old I was at the time, probably, you know, 6 years old, I don't know, it was something like that, you know, just pulling stuff apart. I think that might have been, you know, hey, look, I got a screwdriver, what can I do with that thing, you know?
That was the first time, you know, bored I was,
and I just after all these years, I've just been able to sit back down again. But you know, let's take the premise of, you know, you're going to put it back together. There is a couple things that I follow, okay, and I'm my methodology, and that is number one for me is get organized.
Yes,
if it's a comprehensive piece of something like an equipment, let's start there. Not something simple like, hey, I'm just going to pull a piece of trim off and put another piece of trim on. But if it's something like, guys, you know, let's address working on mechanics on a lawnmower, something that's got a lot of parts to it, you know,
lots of small parts,
small parts, big parts, you know, but it's and they all have a purpose. Okay. Now I will tell you that I'll tell you my story about, I took this transmission apart, a manual transmission, and I fixed it. I had to put some new synchros in it. And I was very organized. Okay. And I got a piece of, a big piece of, heavy duty cardboard, and I put it up on like these sawhorses, with a piece of plywood underneath it. But I put it on there and I labeled everything, and I laid out the whole transmission. I took it apart and I labeled everything where it was. So at the end, I had a transmission case and I had all the gears, all the synchros, shifter, the whole thing all laid out. And it was just like a big exploded diagram. So then I could go through each piece and I could evaluate, you know, if that needed to be replaced, to clean it, you know, if it was damaged, whatever, because now I've got everything. So I might as well, you know, if I have to buy a new gear or something, you know, now's the time to do it.
So question, I have a question for you. When you did that, did you take, how, what was your process? Did you take them off and label them piece by piece as you took them off? So did you just, for example, go, okay, this is piece one, this is piece two, this is piece three, because in theory you could reverse the process and put them back together where you take piece 49 and put it into piece 48, so forth and so on.
So yeah, I didn't label it like that.
Okay.
I labeled it by their names.
Okay.
But you know, I didn't do this without a manual, you know, of where everything was going to fit.
The old exploded diagram, right? Is that what you had?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Basically, and basically I made my own, you know, like that on that thing. And it worked out great because I could take off, you know, no matter what I did, I didn't lose anything.
Right.
You see, if you just throw it all in a bucket,
ooh,
you're just going to, you know, and you say, wow, okay. I took every piece in that way. I could take it piece by piece and put it in mineral spirits, clean it all off, you know, evaluate it, you know, see if there's any cracks, maybe, you know, if I had to dye check it, whatever. And then, you know, boom, back on the piece of cardboard it goes,
yeah.
You know, and then I just step through the whole thing. So,
so and that's that a good, out, that's a that good worked, process, by the way.
And that worked out. And yeah, and it worked out great. So, you know, give yourself some room if you're going to do anything comprehensive like that. So most, you know, hey, not all of us are going to take trannies apart, but it's, you know, but it's the size, you know, let's say the lawnmowers, you were alluding to that before the show, sure. Like a lawnmower. Yep. And that's the way, you know, that's the way I would do it.
Yeah.
Give yourself some room, clear the space. Don't do it in a little tiny space where you start to lose things. Ugh. Things are rolling underneath your toolbox.
Yes.
Because you're going to be looking for, you know, needle valves or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, where the hell is that? I might have another screw, but I'm not going to find, you know, that thing. So, you know, it's always a good, you know, that's the way I work.
The rule of thumb, just to give this rule of thumb, is if you have a lot of parts and particularly small parts, the more organized you are, the better off you are, and be really aware of that. Now, I just want to address the one thing that you said. You said taking off a piece of trim and replacing it isn't, you know, it's, we're not talking about that. And I'm just going to respectfully disagree with that from the standpoint of is, when I go into these projects, number one is I'm actually looking to see, am I going to reuse this piece or product, or am I going to replace it? And if I'm replacing it, how much of it I'm replacing? And trim, I just did this big trim job, Johnny, so I'm sort of right. It's like right on top of it. And you and I have talked about this. We talked about this yesterday. Here's the issue, like if you're just replacing trim, can you actually get that trim? Can you actually get that trim? So you have to have, before you start this project, one of the things you need to realize is this actually able
to be
redone? And is it available? That the because you brought up the story about your guy that built your house actually had a trim shaper, and he was shaping things, and you're like, oh yeah, can't replace that, right? So there's certain things. I mean, and that's a very simple example, but we run into that fairly often in the handyman business, right? Where you get in, you're doing a piece of trim work, and all of a sudden,
you need to save stuff. So, so that brings up a whole nother subject of being able to be, you know, careful taking things apart. Take your time.
Correct.
Yeah. Don't go in and start busting things apart.
And don't assume,
because you might not be able to get it. Don't assume you can get it.
Don't assume. The other thing that I look at is, and I just made this mistake. It's one of the reasons why I can actually address it right now. So I was replacing, this is a trim story, and I talked about it on the last show, but it's a little bit, I was doing these caps on the top of this deck posts, and I thought that they were just, that the trim work was just nailed on, and it, because here's the significance of that, and my comment is, does it actually come apart, and how does it come apart? Is it nailed? Is it screwed? Is it nuts and bolts? Are the nuts and bolts rusted? It's depending on what you're working on, how do you actually get this piece apart? I thought I was just going to stick the pry bar up under these pieces of trim, and they, you know, cut the caulk off, stick the pry bar up in, and they were going to pop off. This was not the case. They were glued onto the posts. This became a saw job. It took me tremendously longer than I thought because I assumed that they were going to be easy to take off. So the question is, can they actually be taken apart? How do you test for that? You try one piece in an, as they say, test this in an out of the way place, right? Don't do it right in the middle of the wall, is that, you know, like you always read those kinds of things, but understand, can it actually be taken apart? And what are some of the potential things that you might run into? Because as you know, John, if you're doing something in your home, nails are different than screws. Screws are a lot more difficult to get off, just a lot more difficult to get off than nails, for example. And so different sets of technologies. And if you're trying to salvage something, screws are both your friend and your enemy. If they've been caulked in and you can't get the either the Phillips or get the bit into the tip of the screw, they become really become your enemy rather rapidly. But if they're clear, meaning you can get the tip into them and they come off easily, it's great because you unscrew them and off comes the piece and you know it's a tight fit other than maybe a caulk joint. Where nails, of course, you have to pry it off to get it off, and you either pull the nail through the wood or it pulls the nail out one way or the other. But those are just some of the things. You have to be cognizant of some of these things when you go to take something apart. Is it going to come apart, and how does it come apart? And before you even start, do that. Johnny, you were talking about your transmission. When you took your transmission apart, did you by chance, when was that? I'm curious.
When was that? That particular job that I was talking about right there is probably in the 70s.
Okay. So today, I just want to mention this because this is when I'm doing a really complicated part. I used to do this in the vending machines a lot. If I was taking a vending machine apart, particularly a computer board with 10,000 freaking plug-in pieces that
exactly.
go in there, I take the cell phone out or a camera. You said you actually found some Polaroids of when you were taking stuff apart, so you actually had a picture.
Hey, it's a Polaroid.
Right, that dates it. The reason why I asked, when did that happen? But today, folks, if you're taking something apart, especially something that has just like I always use these computer boards because we used to just swap the computer boards out on the vending machines. And it was just literally you take the board out, you part swap, and you put it back. But there must have been, gosh, I don't know, 15.
Yeah, like there's 30 plugs on those boards.
Exactly.
Right?
And some of them are very, very similar. You would think they would all be different, but they're not. And so a picture is worth 1,000 words.
I just did that with a new a blower control board in my furnace.
Same thing.
And I take pictures, as many pictures as you can from every single angle.
I was just gonna say,
and just it doesn't cost anything anymore to do this,
right?
And these cameras are your friends. And I tell you, so if you're working on mechanics, you're working on, transmissions, you're working on engines, you're working on lawnmowers, just start taking pictures. Cause at some point you're going to be like, you're going to go back and go, wait a minute.
Where is this go?
What was this here?
Yeah.
Where's this? Oof. So, don't get caught.
And here's a little additional tip. You know, if you get done and there's extra parts, probably something's not right.
The other thing that I use a lot, whether that's in mechanics or working on homes and things like that, is I always carry a box of Ziploc bags.
Yep.
I love those things.
And a magnetic
for putting
tray.
Parts in.
And a magnetic and tray. Same thing.
And a magnetic tray, and you can just label those things.
Yep.
And oh man, just fantastic. We used to have little bags, with pull strings on them, but you can't see through them.
Right.
It's like, what the hell is that?
Right.
It's all the screws in there and stuff. Right. But anyways,
But
that's a couple of tricks that I use. But I think just the philosophy of the whole thing, where you're taking the trim apart with, I would say, be organized. Think through it before you do it.
Think about it. Yeah, definitely think about it. But like we talk about this over and over and over again, but it doesn't matter. Whatever job you're doing, take a good look at it and really assess that situation. Make sure, don't assume, like I got burned on this captain, not burned, but I thought it was going to be simple. It ended up being more complicated than I wanted it to be. It wasn't going to stop me from doing the job. It just would have given me a different paradigm to work under. And, you know, fortunately I have all the tools and things, so it really didn't matter. But if you just have to really think things through. There's one other tip that I always like to give, and that is when you start taking something apart, especially if you're going to reuse it, be gentle. Don't force things unless you have to, because if you're forcing it, it's probably you have the opportunity to break it. And once you break it, you're into, can I replace back to, we already said this, but can you replace it? And sometimes that's yes, and sometimes that's no. And particularly, I will tell you this is one of my pet peeves. If you are taking a piece of a plastic, like a vacuum blown piece of plastic off, be really careful because you will never find it again. They ran those things in one run, and then you're into this mess. It's a mess, right? Do you agree with that, Johnny? I mean, have you ever had that?
Whether it's that or just be cognizant that, you know, if the part looks very custom, you've never seen anything like that before. And this comes with experience, you know, just be really careful, because you're probably not going to find it. The internet's a great thing to chase down a whole bunch of things, but then there's times that it's, waste of time.
Yeah. I've got a really good example of that. So I was actually in a client's home, and they have the, soft close, garbage can holder, right? You know, and you push it in and it soft closes. So their garbage can is closer. Actually, you close it and the thing just slams shut. I mean, it's just wham, you know, and like, so they wanted to have that replaced. So I'm like, oh, well, that's easy. Dumb part on my part, right? I go in and sure enough, I get down in there and there is this piston rod. It's called a soft close dampening piston, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, no problem. I'll get them a new one of those dampers. We'll get it all fixed up.
You get the whole thing.
Well, no, it wasn't that. This one was actually a great design, flipped out with the flip of one little lever arm, right? Mm-hmm. Flips right out, comes right out. Not a marking on the damper, the whole rail. I don't know how to replace it because I don't even know what it is. There's no mark. I took the length of it and typed that into the search engines, came up blank. I did every search in the whole wide world to replace what I'm assuming is about a $10 part, but I cannot find the replacement. Mr. Manufacturer, if you're out there, would you please put identifying marks on your parts when you make them? Please. I couldn't even find it on the rails, John. Like the whole rail, I took one of.
Just have to replace it all.
I'm going to end up having this. It's going to cost them $250 to replace just the parts for these soft close damp.
Yeah.
When literally, and the design was beautiful. It was designed to come out and be replaced. I mean, I was like, wow, this is great. It's going to be easy. Can't find the part, and I'm still
working. Yeah, and then there comes a time where, you know, you're how far do you go with it? If it's yours, you know, maybe you go on some chat board or something with all these guys, and then somebody goes, oh yeah, I ran the same thing and blah blah blah, and you might be able to find it. But when you're doing it, I mean, like I said, you can spend a whole lot of time chasing stuff down.
Then
you know, is the juice worth the squeeze on that? But you just be really careful. So, I mean, that's kind of the way I work these things. And the cameras and everything, I'm sure everybody does this, you know,
intuitive. Cause they don't, I don't.
I know a bunch of people that do, but it's just use the camera as much as you can to take. And I'll tell you the other thing is when you do take things apart and you put them back together, let's say to trim, you know, it's very easy to, it's very easy not to put the trim back the way it should be with the reveals and things. So it's nice to be able to look at the picture, how it was originally put up there. So you don't just slap it up there and it doesn't match.
Right.
So, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why. So, you know, just be, I always try to be, you know, as organized as I can, especially when it comes to, you know, comprehensive stuff or complex stuff. You just can't be, you never can be too careful.
So that's it, like, Johnny. When the spaceship lands in your yard, now, folks, take it apart. Now you know how to take it apart. It's really that
Lots
simple.
Lots of baggies.
Really, really that simple. All right. Well, if you enjoy the Handyman Pros Radio Show, please tell your friends and neighbors. Send them a link. We really appreciate it, trying to grow the listener base. If you do have any questions, comments, or concern, need some assistance on something, either helping you with your handyman business or helping you with something in your home that you just don't understand, send us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com. Or you can send it to handymanprosradioshow@gmail.com. Either one will get to us. You can go to our website, handymanprosradioshow.com. We've got a newsletter you can subscribe to. Tips and tricks and all kinds of good groovy stuff comes through on that. And at Handyman Pros on Facebook also. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.